So hello everyone, I'm Joyce Ho from Windows Device Group. So I'm very honored to be here to introduce the interaction platform to you guys today. But I also feel a little bit precious to be the last sessions before lunch. So I'm trying to make it in time. So let's start. So I'm start to begin and sharing the exciting news about how user is starting to embrace the precision touchpad. So just recently, we have Ars Technica says that it's time for laptop companies to switch to precision touchpad. There's an advantage of using the built-in capabilities that is too big to pass. So we have more about the quotes that we want to share here to show you that Microsoft is very committed to precision touchpad. And you also know that we are calling it as PTP. So pick up some of the favorites, like from TechRadar. It says that Windows 10 update teaches the old hardware the new trick. And the quote from Windows Central, it says that the best laptop by touchpad, it names like a Surface Book and the Dell XPS 13 and the Samsung Notebook 9. They are all equipped with precision touchpad. So these comments shows that Microsoft continues to commit in improving not only precision touch performance, but also through Windows Update, we will continue to add more features to enlighten our users. There are more data I want to show to you guys today. These are the telemetry data that we collect since anniversary updates. And this data shows that when users are more satisfied with their PTP than their legacy touchpads. So what does that mean is that I don't know if you should have the similar experience where when you are using certain features, Windows will occasionally pop up question asking, how do you like your Windows, how do you like these features, how do you feel the quality of that services, those type of questions. So we have the questions directly related to precision touchpad in Windows 10 asking how users like their touchpad. So when user rate from 1 to 5, and also they're able to input text about any feedbacks and comments they have for the touchpad. And from there, system knows that this touchpad is precision touchpad or legacy touchpad. So we collect that those data, and here's are all the anniversary updates users, where you can see that there's significant satisfaction score higher when users using PTP than the legacy touchpad. And we also see when we continue to improve the touchpad performance as well as adding the new features, that trends just go higher and higher. So here I want to give a quick overview about precision touchpad summaries amount release. So in our anniversary update, the key features we add to it is continues to improve the responsiveness and precisioning, and also we add the full finger swipe gestures in it. For the upcoming creators updates, we will improve the touchpad UI based on the user's feedback. We will better categorize the UI settings, and also we are adding the customization touchpad gestures page for user to have more power to control how do he or she wants to play with touchpad. And also in the future updates, that's beyond creators updates, we are thinking about to add precision touchpad as a requirement to the compatibility program. So that's something we are thinking about and we like to share with the ecosystem partners as early as possible. So start thinking about it or reach out to your IHVs to learn about more about precision touchpad. So here I want to show you what I mean about the updated UI and the customized gestures. So take a look at the video. So I'm going to talk through that. This is the RS1 touchpad UI. You can see it's a long list. And in RS2, we sort of categorize that. And here are the RS2 so creators updates, new features that you can toggle the windows. And then you can have the gestures to do the middle click. And you can swipe. Go back for backward or forward, and there are three fingers and four finger gestures that you can define by yourself. And we have predefined it by like play and pause, and then go the previous and next track. But you can change whatever you like. So here's the way that shows you how to customize the gestures that you feel like you will use frequently. So those are the investments that we made for anniversary updates through the creators updates. And we will keep improving it. So give it a chance to give it a try of how precision touch can do, and let us know if you have any feedback about it. So from here, I'm going to switch the gear to talk about Windows Ink and Pen, of course. So these are the commitments that when Microsoft people thinking about Windows Ink platform and Pen, we are trying to achieve the goals. Giving users more reasons to pick up Pen and use Pen. So make Pen, so there are several ways for us to do it. One is to have the API more easily and available for the third-party apps to be able to be Windows Ink supported. That's one way on the software side. On the hardware side, we are trying to make the Pen more affordable and more interoperable, so a user is easy to pick up Pen and write over to whatever Windows platforms that supports Ink. And secondly, once the Ink is so everywhere for people to use, then we want to pay attention to the performance side. Not only we are trying to make Ink as easy, as smooth as people writing as a real pen and paper, we are trying to make user to be able to do more with digital ink. So here's an example that you can see that the little videos on the top where it's very subtle for you to see, but like you can actually see that the user is doing simultaneous pen and touch. So he's playing around using one hand to move around the rulers and then use another hand to pen around it. So this is one way of empower user to do their work that they're doing in the real world. Moreover, we are invest on the Smart Ink platform where we can have the digital ink to be smart in a way where if you write, for example, like the math equations there, and it will transfer to the digital form automatically. Or if you're trying to draw a shape like a triangle or square using free hands, and then Windows Ink recognizes the shape and they will trace the lines automatically for you. So those are things we are trying to make Ink more, not just to recognize it, the task itself, but can do more. So again, this is some of the interesting and very great reviews that we got on the Windows Ink platforms. So The Verge has a comment says that Windows Ink is the best part of anniversary updates. And Paul Throw, he has a quote that we have the new investments on the Ink, Windows Ink workplace. Sketchpad is one of the features of it, and it includes a lot of like virtual pen tips, colors, highlighters, and of course we also have the ruler. It used to be very like hard to use, but with simultaneous pen and touch, it's very easy for users to work with it. So it becomes a delightful part of the Windows Ink. Similar to Precision Touchpad, we have the telemetry that tailored for the Windows Ink experience in Windows 10. So again, this is the data we collected through anniversary update. And we asked the similar questions when users are using pen and where they have pen but they are not using it. So there is a satisfaction scores that shows when people are using pen with their Windows 10 devices, they tend to be more satisfied when they don't have pen. So here is the Windows Ink workspace we start to introduce to Windows 10 since anniversary updates. So if the system equipped with the pen, then it's easier for users to just quickly find everything that they can do with the pen through the task bars where we have a little pen there. You just click it, then these are the collection of Windows Ink application that they can leverage. So in anniversary updates, we have introduce the richer integration with Office and OneNote, and Ink Workspace, of course. And then, as I just mentioned, that we also introduced the simultaneous pen and touch supports to make Ink more natural and easy to use. And by on the protocol side, we also start to license Microsoft Pen Protocol, which you might sometimes hear people say refers to MPP, which is Microsoft Pen Protocol. We introduced version 1.2 to the ecosystem partners for ICSize free of charge license. This is what Microsoft doing that, trying to make Pen more portable across systems. So when you design assistants, you can still choose the solutions between different partners, but to design a pen specific for the company or for end user perspective, they can have the Microsoft Pen Protocol supported pen that will be able to interact with systems across different models. So this is the direction and solutions Microsoft's trying to provide to make Pen more affordable and interoperable. So to follow on that thread, we will continue to update the protocol while we are adding new features to the OS release. So you can see that in the creators updates, we are going to update the MPP protocol up to version 1.5. And in fact, it actually is already available on Connect. So if you are considering about designing your solutions supporting Microsoft protocol, go check on Connect and read the spec and let us know if you have any questions. In addition to creators updates, we are also broadening up our Windows Inc. platform supports across applications. So again, this is recall to our one of our goals that I just mentioned earlier, that we were trying to give people more reasons to use Inc. So some of the examples that we are going to bring to users through creators update is in addition to Office and OneNote, more user scenarios for people to interact with Windows Inc. Some of the scenarios that Pen makes more sense to your user scenario will be like if you're looking at the map and trying to mark the track where you're going, and you can easily to use Pen to point out the track, and the map will automatically calculate the distance for you, or have you to easily to share with your friends where you guys should meet and how long it will go, that sort of things. And the other example is that usually when people are like trying to share the video with friends and families, they're trying to like point the person and say, "This is my son, go check how good he's doing." And then from there, you can easily, using Pen, to tag your son or your daughters when he's playing around all over the place. So that's an also interesting scenario and a natural scenario for Windows Inc. to introduce to users' daily usage. So in the future, we will continue to invest our Windows Inc. platform to let not only the inbox but the third-party apps to extend their support to our Windows Inc. platform. So here I'm going to show you a quick video to summarize all the features I just introduced. I don't know if you guys noticed that when they are writing the notes on the notepad, it will for certain turns that we have already predefined, it will automatically help you, for example, like track the help you to track the shipments or goods if you are writing the track number or if you are writing the date and the flight numbers. It will automatically link to Cortana, help you to make appointments to your calendars. So those are the Smart Inc. platform I mentioned, and the video just bring a more clear pictures, hopefully, for you to understand the usage. So with that, I'm going to show. Here are the ecosystems where we enable that supports Windows Inc. today. So by saying Windows Inc., it's not specific mention to Microsoft PAN protocol only, but every protocols that will be able to meet our PAN HOK hardware requirements, it's Windows Inc. supported. So on the very first categories here, it's the systems that our system ecosystem partners, mainly OEMs, where they have devices that support Windows Inc. It's Windows Inc. compatible that are available in the markets today. On the second and third categories, it specifically refers to Microsoft PAN protocol supported partners. And here we are trying to that everyone knows that we are trying very hard to bring the ecosystems to support of our variety of the devices. So if you are interested in design solutions or systems that supports Microsoft protocols, feel free to reach out directly to these partners asking for their schedules that and plan your product around it. And if you have the preferred partners that is not in this list, also let us know and we will work with our partners to onboard them to support Microsoft PAN protocol. So finally, this is my last slide. I'm going to talk about the current in-market systems that already supports Microsoft PAN protocol. There's a lot more systems in the markets that is Windows Inc. capable, but these are all the early systems that you can go to the market and buy it today. So yesterday in the keynote, we mentioned about the MDoor systems, which has a charming price starting from $299. And we also have the local partners from IP3 and the designs from Lenovo. So this just tells us that Windows Inc. protocol, Windows Inc. platforms will be able to not only target a very like premium market, but it can support a wide range of features all the way from $299 up to $999. So our partners will have a lot of flexibilities to innovate your products per your market segments. So we are very excited about it. So for more information, we will share it through Channel 9. So go check Channel 9 after WinHack. And with that, thank you for being here with us.